I mentioned just now that I'll be talking about mixed breed dogs later on, but most people still seem to be most interested in getting a purebred dog of some kind. So I thought this week I'd give you just that, the top 10 dog breeds based on their popularity in North America. Usually when I do a top 10, it isn't necessarily in any particular order. But today, I'm going to start with the 10th most popular and work up to the king of the hill. Top of the heap, number 10, the Boxer. I'll be talking more about the Boxer later because he's our featured breed this week. And the Boxer is a very alert looking animal with pointy tips to his ears that are generally cocked forward. There's a bit of a pug nose look and the jowls hang down a bit, but the head has a distinctively chiseled look about it. Originally developed in Germany as a guard working and companion dog, the Boxer was crossed between several breeds, including a Great Dane, hence the ears, and the Bulldog, hence the nose, and its alert posture is due to the fact that it is a hearing guard dog. But when not at work, it's an incredibly playful breed and very patient with kids. Number 9, the Yorkshire Terrier. When properly attended to, the Yorkie's a pretty little dog that a lot of women like to carry in their purses. However, I have also heard them described as sewer rats. Those people's mouths should be washed out with soap. After all, when the Yorkie is not properly groomed, it looks like a mangy little fur ball. This little dog is quite independent, but a great companion. They are especially good apartment dogs since they don't need much exercise. However, they can be easily injured, and I don't generally recommend them as family pets, but more for a retired person. Number 8, the Rottweiler. The Rottweiler is a massive, powerful, and confident breed. They make excellent guard dogs. Rottweilers should stick to what they do best. They're incredibly obedient, and they're good at being watchdogs. These dogs can be intimidating to a potential prowler, and it's no wonder they're so high on the list. In my personal view, it's Rottweilers get bad rep. I've had several in my life, and they've all been wonderful dogs. I find they are a one-person dog. They're incredibly easy to train, and I love the fact that people used to cross the street when I walked my dog down the street because all they had to do is put their hand out and she would gladly drop my wallet, full of loose change that is, into their hands. All right. Number 7, the Chihuahua. The perfect size dog for urbanite apartment dwellers, the Chihuahua is very adaptable and loves to travel, but must live inside due to a pronounced agoraphobia in the breed. They also get cold very easily, so be prepared to knit plenty of little doggy sweaters. Chihuahuas have been around for many years as both a popular pet and a religious symbol, dating back to the time of the Aztecs. I have a client in one of my puppy classes in the Beaches, and she brings her Chihuahua to the class in a little Mexican outfit with the matching hat that's a little black hat with a little red pom-pom on it. Some say that this breed has become so popular because of the Taco Bell commercials. I don't know about that. I think they're wonderful dogs, though. Big problem is you got to be careful you don't over-pamper them. Otherwise, they can't stand on their own 4 feet, so to speak, when you do end up putting them down to the ground. Number 6, the Poodle. The national dog of France. The Poodle can be clipped and shaped however you like, which has made them very popular with bonsai tree artists and hairdressers. I'm kidding. While their over-groomed appearance can make them look rather silly, they still make excellent pets, as they are intelligent and loving. Poodles are active, barky, and playful, but also elegant with the right cut and style, and the Poodle remains a great family dog, whether you get the standard, miniature, or toy, and there's also the teacup toy variety. And it's become increasingly popular not to shave them at all. Number 5, the Beagle. The most famous Beagle of all time is undoubtedly Peanuts, star Snoopy, who may have single-handedly brought the breed to the top of the list in the first place. Originally a kind of foxhound, the Beagle is a great tracker and hunter. It should never be allowed out without a leash for this reason, as it will often take off on its own, following a trail to who knows where. And they are so friendly and cheerful that prospective owners have to be warned that they are also a vocal dog due to their background on hunt. But yet it can be trained. I'm not going to say out of them, but because they're so vocal, they can be trained to minimize their bark. Number four, the Dachshund. How can anyone not love this little wiener dog? They make great apartment dogs, and the short hair require minimal grooming, and they are endlessly entertaining to look at. A great companion dog, the Dachshund is intelligent, active, and fiercely loyal to its owner, sometimes focusing in on one person to the exclusion of all others. This makes them the ideal pet for a single person. The breed was originally developed in Germany over 300 years ago, and the name is actually German for badger hound. They are fiercely courageous, even to the point of foolhardiness, and their small stature allows them to quickly jump into badger holes and flush out the badgers on badger hunts. I personally like the mini Dachshund, a smooth coat. Number three, the German Shepherd. This is another breed developed, no surprise, in Germany. The German Shepherd is an extremely intelligent dog, often used as a guide dog, police dog, herder, all-around great family pet. They are curious, faithful, and obedient, and very intelligent, and love to be in on all activities. While they make great house dogs, they are not recommended for apartments unless you are willing to take them outside for a few hours of exercise every day. And just because you walk and feed your dog, remember, doesn't give him any reason to bond with you. The other kind of exercise is the games that you play with him that will exhaust your dog in a different way. Number two, the Golden Retriever. The Golden is another highly intelligent breed, useful as a guide dog for the blind. They're also hunters, family pets, and show dogs. Goldies tend to be friendly and good-natured, not known for hostility towards people or animals, and are especially good with children. This even temperament makes them a great family dog, especially with young ones around the place. The Golden Retriever is a big dog with a big appetite, so it'll need lots of exercise, especially if confined to an apartment all day. They also shed tons in the summer. So get ready to have your dog hair cover your clothes, your food, and everything in your entire house. I remember when I had dogs in my house that shed, even if I would take food off the counter, the odd time I would be chewing on something and all of a sudden I came across a hair and I would have to pull it out of my mouth. And lo and behold, is one of my dog's hair. Very appetizing, I must say. Anyhow, can you stand the suspense? The number one most popular dog is the Labrador Retriever, the good old Lab. Bred primarily as a working gun dog, the Labrador is a gentle breed with an outgoing nature and a ridiculously friendly temperament. Known for its otter tail and its drool, this athletic dog can go from the hunt to the showroom to the family room with equal aplomb. It looks just as good after a shampoo as it does following a mud bath. A true renaissance dog. Because of their gentle natures, Labrador Retrievers make good pets when children or seniors are part of the household. Although, as pups, they can get kind of wild and energetic. While they aren't aggressive, they do bark to keep strangers at bay. And keep in mind that Labs have big appetites and need lots of exercise. My personal favorite name for a Lab would be Hoover. And my favorite Labs are the English Labs, not the North American Labs, because I like the shorter and stockier ones. And their temperament is a bit on the calmer side. So there you have it, the top 10 dog breeds in all the land.